The Justice Department says a grand jury has indicted the head of a Chicago-based Islamic charity on racketeering charges. The indictment accuses Inam Arnot of using donations to support armed conflict overseas. In making the announcement, Attorney General John Ashcroft emphasized a direct link between Arnot and Osama bin Laden. The indictment follows the freezing of several Islamic charities' funds after September 11th. NPR's Jennifer Ludden reports.
Inam Arnot heads Benevolence International Foundation, or BIF, a charity the government has been investigating since at least 1999. But today's indictment does not charge BIF, only Arnot, a Syrian-born, naturalized U.S. citizen. Attorney General Ashcroft says for a decade, Arnot took innocent donors' money and funneled it to support armed conflict by Chechen rebels and Muslims in Bosnia. At a news conference in Chicago, Ashcroft described one way the group used deception.
In November 2001, Arnot spoke via telephone to a BIF employee in Bosnia and agreed with that employee that financial support for an injured fighter could not be reflected on BIF's financial records and that the employee should create a new list of orphans as a means of justifying the expenditures. It is sinister to prey on good hearts to fund the works of evil.
A good deal of the indictment also dwells on contacts between Arnot and Osama bin Laden back in the 1980s. In fact, Ashcroft says papers recovered in the investigation include some of the first documentation of the founding of al-Qaeda. But Georgetown University law professor David Cole says there is a leap between those events and the charges of racketeering. He says the government must realize this, since he notes the indictment does not specifically charge Arnot with supporting a terror organization.
There's a very big difference between supporting armed conflict abroad and supporting terrorism. For example, they charged the group with supporting Osama bin Laden in the 1980s, but of course, at that time, we were supporting Osama bin Laden and the Afghanistan Mujahideen in their struggle against the Soviet-backed regime.
The charges against Arnot do include conspiracy to provide material support to individual terrorists, as well as money laundering and wire fraud. An FBI affidavit filed the day Arnot was arrested said Benevolence International sent nearly $750,000 to Chechen rebels and that it financed a trip to Bosnia for Mamdouh Salim. He is awaiting trial for the 1998 bombings of two U.S. embassies in Africa. The U.S. Attorney for Northern Illinois, Patrick Fitzgerald, criticized Arnot for preying on Muslims who are required by their religion to donate a percentage of their income for good works.
To those people who give money to charity and who wish to give money to charity in the future for noble reasons, we understand that, we respect that, and part of the prosecution here is to vindicate the rights and the intentions of those who gave money, not intending that it go to violence.
The accounts of Benevolence International remain frozen. Inam Arnot has been in federal custody since April. Jennifer Ludden, NPR News, Washington.